This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hi, this is Jane Kingston, health coach, with another health note, this time about sleep. Before I begin, I want to remind you all that the information I give you is for educational purposes only and should not take the place of a consultation with your physician. Well, daylight saving time is ending November 3rd, so you may be happy to learn that the sleep problems that popped up last spring will go away and everyone will be sleeping better. Except for those who are affected in the other direction, finding more sleep problems with shorter days and later sunrises as the year fades. So I'm going to do a few programs on sleep. So many of my clients claim they have terrible sleep problems. They can't get to sleep. They can't stay asleep. They have bad dreams. They have racing minds. They have to get up several times during the night. Or they can't sleep more than 4 to 5 hours, when the average person sleeps about 6 to 9 hours a night. My clients and I explore anxiety and exercise routines. We discuss the usefulness of worrying. We look at the moment, the amount of TV and radio they take, and we talk about sleep hygiene. Insomnia is one of the most common health complaints, with about 30% saying sleep is a problem. We need sleep to help our bodies repair, detoxify, lose weight, balance blood sugar, and digest. Studies have shown inadequate sleep lowers natural cancer killer cells, and another study suggests that our ability to fight viruses like the common cold decreases 300% when we get fewer than 7 hours of sleep. People trying to lose weight who get fewer than 5.5 hours of sleep a night cheat themselves of a huge chance to lose as much as dieters who sleep 8.5 hours. For diabetics or pre-diabetics, regular sleep keeps insulin levels in balance. Since the night is often when our busy days of work, stress, and distraction finally slow down, many of us believe that the night may be the first chance our brain has to process our life and the day. At this time, thoughts can race through and can keep us up. If you make some nighttime rituals, including getting to bed at the same time, shutting down all computers, cell phones, and bright lights, as well as sipping calming herbal teas like chamomile and linden, you give yourself a better chance of good sleep. I'll be back after this word from Dr. Ray Shepherd's office.
Hello, this is Dr. Ray Shepherd.
And this is Dr. Brian Shepherd of Shepherd Family Dentistry.
If you are new to the area and looking for a dentist, we would like to take this opportunity to invite you to visit our family.
My mother and father have been a team on the Coastside for over 30 years, and there's a lot of smiles to prove it.
Our son Brian has also joined our dental family, and we are very, very proud and delighted to have him here.
We offer a number of different services, including routine cleanings, implants, root canals, and one-day crowns. Come meet our family online at shepherddentists.com.
The Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Welcome back to our discussion of sleep. I'm going to give you some do's and don'ts that you might try to help your particular sleep problem. Avoiding prescription and over-the-counter sleep medication is good for your health in general. These medications, while they can help us fall asleep and stay asleep, do not allow the body to go through its normal deep sleep cycles, and some of them are addictive and can cause constipation. Over-the-counter medications, except for melatonin, can cause little blood clots that can break off in the legs and make big trouble up in the lungs or the brain. Natural aids to sleep include melatonin, tryptophan, valerian, or passionflower. Oriental medicine also has formulas to help calm the mind and promote sleep. So melatonin is a hormone that's produced by the brain's pineal gland when your eyes sense the change in lighting when it gets dark outside. Melatonin tells your body to get ready for bed. Its levels usually start to rise around 9 in the evening, and you start thinking of bed around 11. But don't rush to take lots of melatonin, please. Sleep experts recommend you take 0.25 milligram 6 hours before your natural bedtime, and some people find even that is too much. Tryptophan is a building block for melatonin and serotonin. Turkey, chicken, and beef are about equal in their amount of tryptophan. Also good are dairy products, dates, peanuts, and tofu. Spinach, shellfish, and egg whites have the most tryptophan per gram. You can also make use of foods that help sleep. Dr. Eleanor Britter, a local naturopathic doctor who works closely with Dr. Oz, says food can be strong support in the quest for a good night's sleep. Some insomnia sufferers wake at night because their blood sugar drops too low. Adequate protein and healthy fat intake can help stabilize blood sugar through the night and allow the liver to let out stored sugar molecules as needed for a good night's sleep. Foods can also support the healthy production of brain neurotransmitters and create calming results in the body. We'll discuss these foods for sleep in my next note. This is Jane Kingston, health coach, and I'm glad to offer you a free consultation to assess your health goals. Call me at 650-726-6774. Again, that's 650-726-6774.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.